Ian is one of the more amazing people I've met. The people who knew him publicly, when they were with him privately, it was a shock. He had been the leader of Youth for Christ's highly effective ministry in New Zealand. And as you would converse with him, you would quickly learn that Ian had a stutter, which sometimes made it difficult just for him to get through a sentence. And it was noticeable, but it wasn't important. I mean, Ian was a godly, magnetic person. But when you saw him in action before a crowd, as I did at a national youth convention with 3,000 teenagers, get ready for a shock. I mean, I felt bad wondering how he's going to communicate effectively to all these teenagers with a stutter like that. To my amazement, I discovered there suddenly was no stutter. His speech was perfect. He emceed. He preached flawlessly. That's what was so amazing about Ian. Something happened to him when he had to speak well. And to you. I'm Ron Hutchcraft, and I want to have a word with you today about miracle mouth. Our word for today from the Word of God comes from Luke 21, beginning in verse 12. Jesus is telling his disciples what to expect when they come under official persecution, a situation where their lives may depend on what they say. Here's what he said. They will deliver you to synagogues and prisons, and you will be brought before kings and governors, and all on account of my name. This will result in your being witnesses to them. But make up your mind not to worry beforehand how you will defend yourselves, for I will give you words and wisdom that none of your adversaries will be able to resist or contradict. Now, while this applies directly to official persecution, I think it can be broadly applied to any believer in a pressure situation, especially where Jesus wants that situation to result in you, quote, being witnesses to them. Jesus says, I will give you words and wisdom. When Moses said, I can't possibly speak for you, Lord. I can't speak. I have a stutter. God said, I will be with you and I will put the words in your mouth. And God said to these people, what you say is going to be irresistible. When my friend Ian had to communicate, he seemed to be outside of himself, carried beyond his limitations. Would you know, in a sense, that has been the consistent experience of believers throughout all the centuries, a divine takeover when it's time to speak for Jesus. Maybe you've experienced that. You could be in a situation, or about to be in a situation, where you're going to have a chance to represent Christ. You say, I don't think I can do it. I don't know what to say. It's easy for those good talkers, like those radio guys, but I can't talk like that. You're right. You can't. But he can. And you may wonder how you'll ever share Christ with some person you care a lot about, or someone who's just spiritually intimidating. What God promises to do is to take you outside yourself, beyond your limitations. He will write the script. And like an actor, you'll be delivering his words. Oh, how many times I've experienced that. You may be in or approaching a pressure situation where you feel totally inadequate to say what needs to be said. Well, Jesus said, make up your mind not to worry about it. God wants to display his power by giving you words and wisdom that you don't even know you have. And you and they are going to know it was God and not you. My friend Ian saw it happen again and again, and so will you. That miracle at the moment you begin to speak for Jesus.